There's never been a better time to get outside and experience the benefits of nature. Discover nearby trails and explore the outdoors with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your outside.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
You know, who's in the other room getting barfed on, but, you know, that's not my problem.
In the face.
Took it in the face.
All right, I want to hear that story. Are we rolling yet?
I don't know the story yet. Show? I won't know till tomorrow.
How do you, so what, she just, your wife texted you, I got barfed on the face? You think maybe she was like, looking like, are you okay? And bleh, like projectile vomiting happened?
Yeah.
That happens. Kids throw their gross stuff at you.
Very far for little people.
I feel like she's really soft. Can I have more of she?
Go for it.
Edie got the stomach flu. No way I escape it. She threw up and it splattered on my face.
Oh my
God. I wrote back, gross.
Well, also, you were sitting in the bed with her and you put your hand over her face to do the,
like
the face hug.
Like 20 times. She loves
like,
it.
Like, yeah, that's...
Oh, well.
You may get it too. Oh, you're back already. That was like the quickest having to go get something I've ever seen in my life.
2 seconds. It's, okay. You guys, it's getting bad.
Oh, you're on the vape?
You're fully on the vape now.
Yeah, it's bad.
Why is that happening? Just you're lonely and there, it keeps you, it comforts you?
Remember, so it started because I literally only did it when I was like really drinking on like a weekend or something like that. But it started, remember when I did Dry January?
Yeah.
It's like you swap one vice for the other. So I really started more in January and it just sort of like.
What is that, a Juul?
Yeah.
Where do you get those?
You can get them at 7-Eleven.
What do you want to know?
Just wondering.
Don't be.
Asking for a friend?
Don't.
Yeah. Most
are you back
stations.
On it?
No. It's honestly, the problem with the thing I'm on is even if I was like, oh, that is it, I'm getting back on it, it would take 2.5 weeks to get to my house.
But
so I'm wondering if I can get that just like down at the 7.
Yeah, you want to go get that. Why are you doing that?
I'm not doing that.
I mean, it's imported from Europe. So
from Ghana.
Takes
6 months.
Have you cheated?
Yeah. I did cheat one night. It was like maybe 2 weeks into the whole thing. Danielle was at my house and she had a Juul, I think.
Yeah.
Or something.
And you
she
hit
was,
that thing.
She was sucking and I'm like, toss that over here for all the are we on the secret show for all the fucking times. I actually would bring, there were certain people I had to bring supplies for because they would see me hitting my e-cig.
It's me.
Bryn.
Hey.
And Danielle.
I'm the problem.
And other people. And actually V. Hale. I've definitely given V. Hale one of my old sticks. And so I would pack those things. And I was like, for all the fucking times that I provided you, you're giving me that right now.
Well, she should have said, no, you quit. And I'm not going to be.
Well, I would say then you can't smoke at my table because I'm really into watching you and needing that. So,
one night
I did. But it was months
when
ago.
When someone else is doing it, like.
When I see you doing it right now, I'm like, where do I get that?
I was binging. I'd never watched it. So I was binging. I think there was one season left of Mad Men.
Oh.
And I had a balcony. I lived in Boston. I had a balcony. So it was like right there. And I mean, they just smoke nonstop
through the
in that
whole
show. And it's like
show,
every time they light one up, I'm like, hit pause. It took me forever to get through it, but it's so contagious.
Well, there's a reason for me to not watch that. Because honestly, it's like you know how everyone overuses triggering. It is true that when you're trying to quit something and you see it happening, you're
and
like,
you only
I
want it more because you're trying not to.
Right, I want it's it like, so bad.
It's like if people cut out carbs, all you want is a
donut. So fucking bad. Give me a fucking cup of noodles right now.
Yeah. Just bread.
All the things that I used to be able to put in my belly and just like go on with my day, I can't have anymore.
Here's the thing about triggers is they make no mistake. That's a real thing. You are triggered by things.
Yeah.
The problem is when people start putting it out there like, you need to not trigger me.
Right.
No, that's not how the world works.
That isn't how the
world
works.
You need to handle the things that trigger you. That's your job.
Yep.
Not the rest of the world's.
Knowing that I'm triggered by watching people smoke, I gotta not watch Mad Men.
Right.
I think it's what I get.
Yeah, no, that's right.
The show is so, it's so freaking good.
It's so good.
Dude.
Yeah,
it's
if you go back on SIGs though, then definitely. Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, I guess I'll have to do that.
If you don't want you to have, do it.
Yeah. For the most part, it's out of my mind now, but then, you know, then there
I'm
it is.
An asshole and I grab
some
my,
asshole
I
does
And
it.
I do this every time when we're on the air. I'm like, I don't bring it in on purpose, have my coffee. I'm like, I'm fine. And then every time we switch over to The Secret Show, I'm all, I'll be right back. It's that old, like we've talked about. It's that like morning coffee.
Yes, absolutely.
Mentality. So,
all those, all your little rituals.
The
we all have our rituals.
Stupid.
What? How much does this cost?
Oh, God damn it.
I'm just asking.
You're going back.
I'm not.
You are.
Not yet. I'm not.
I'm just curious.
I'm just curious.
So if you get the pot, I think this is like 25, and then you buy, it'll come with one cartridge, and then you buy, then after that, you can buy the cartridges separately, and four, it's like $30 for four, which isn't bad.
How long do they last?
But of course, you don't want to buy
a pack of cigarettes is like $45 now. It, honestly, it depends.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of 5-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the Ultra Comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to score 5-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Like, this one's almost gone. I think I drank and smoked all weekend, so...
Nice.
It lasts a pretty decent time, but it depends. You know, some days it never leaves your hand, and then some days you kind of, I don't know, go run errands, walk away. So it depends. But I bring it with me. Mm. Like I went to
the
store.
Yeah, you're on it now. You're fully on it.
Of course you bring it with you. It's got to be in your pocket or you start to freak out.
Yeah, like in the car, you got to, it's so bad. Yeah. It's like part of your limb. It's so terrible. It's terrible. And you smoke it more than cigarettes because cigarettes is like a process.
Yeah, you got to go up, away go from outside. The people. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
And
exactly.
Now in California, you have to be like 1,000 feet from a door. Yep. And if you walk by anyone, they're all on purpose.
Right.
Like, shove it.
Yeah.
Shove it.
One time I was standing out front smoking a real cigarette. This was years ago, but I felt so bad about it. This guy was coming down the street on a bike, just, you know, on the side of the road. On a bicycle, yeah, bicycle. Okay. Like a healthy guy, too, you know, he had the whole outfit on, the healthy outfit.
Mm. The disco ball, gross. Stretchy. Sure.
And he's all going fast, he's going with the traffic and everything, and everyone's just, you know, zipping by out there. And I'm talking to someone on the sidewalk, you know, which we're standing outside the building. Might have even been you, Vinny. Who the hell knows who it was. I take a drag and I turn my head over my shoulder out into towards the street because I don't want to breathe it on the person. And the guy just goes right through my cloud of smoke. He goes, "You have got to be kidding me." Sorry.
Whatever.
I didn't mean to blow in the guy's face. Damn. And I watched him go off. I'm like, wow, that really does suck. That is like where just the timing on that as he goes by as I exhale
It's karma.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Poor smokers.
Some fucked up somebody else.
Yeah, they have it so tough.
They do have it tough, yeah.
When I moved to Boston, I was doing a live broadcast for opening day.
Yeah.
Oh, and for the Sox?
At the Green Monster?
For the Red Sox, yeah. Yeah, we were across the street. I can't remember the bar. It's that big.
Where were you broadcasting out of? Were you in the same place that BCN is? Right there on like Lansdowne Street?
No. So we were literally right. Was that BCN? No, BCN. I don't know because they.
What street was the station on?
BCN didn't exist anymore by the time I got there. We were on Soldiers Field Road.
Oh, it's on Soldiers Field. I didn't even know that. I thought you had to turn off of that to get anywhere.
I mean, it was when I remember when I went to audition, I pulled in and I was like, what the fuck is this? Because it's really small building in the front, but you can't see the back. So it goes all the way back and then you actually go down. So it was interesting. But
so it's on the back side of the park.
No. This isn't by the park. BCN. So that whole building. Are you talking about when they were like in the Prue?
No, I'm not.
I don't know. It was years later. Way after you moved. We were in a wholly new building. But I was broadcasting and I had like time in between breaks. I was like, oh, I'm going to run down and smoke. And I walked out. You know, there's someone at the door because it's a shit show on opening day. And I go, there were stairs. And I go, hey, right by the door. I go, can I sit there and smoke? And he doesn't know where I'm from. He goes, yeah, obviously. What the fuck? This isn't California. And I was like, God, I love this city. Like, just 0 bucks. But California it is. We were already like, oh, excuse me. Don't smoke there.
Yeah.
God. I miss Boston. Anyways.
Do we have? I miss Boston. So, I don't miss it in the winter. That's for sure.
Hell no. Shoveling and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible.
And just all the fucking clothes. Like, really? And then I've got to put these away?
1,000 layers. Ugh. And then you sweat. Like, you get to you're the grocery store or something. And then you're, like, pitting out
all
in
this
the grocery
stuff, and then
store.
You have to shovel. Terrible. You're like, what? I'm fucking wearing a hippopotamus around my body and I've got to shovel stuff?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
It's a great city, though.
Yeah, it is. It's a good one. Hey, y'all.
Hello.
Hey.
Let's see. I was about to start this. Cultural differences or the boy needs to be a man?
Boy
I like
needs
both.
To be a man.
They're both good. You want to start with the boy needs to be a man?
Yeah.
Don't say my name. My in-laws listen. I'm a widow of a few years. I'm wondering, how do I teach my son to be a man? I'm pretty darn sure my son jerks off a lot, so there's that. Vinny could probably do a whole show on this, how much jerking off is normal and what is not, lol. But my kid isn't like other kids in all other ways. He's very music-oriented, a pretty good guitar player, and very into cars. But he also cannot manage money. Trust me, I've tried. Easier said than done. The kid can't remember to brush his teeth. I remember Sarah talking about her younger son before we moved to NYC and how worried they were about him managing his life, like real worries, not the regular worries that other parents have. Like I'm like super fucking surprised and psyched for my kid right now because I really.
That's you. This is you
this
now,
me.
Not the. Okay.
I
got
really
it.
Did. You're right. You felt my worry because you clearly have it as well. So to go on with hers. I don't mean this to sound mean. I just really resonated with this episode, Sarah, having a kid that doesn't navigate life like other kids do. Honestly, it was a breath of fresh air. My kid has always had a 504 IEP, which is an independent education program. I can't even remember what IEP stands for, but my kid had that too. He's always been in special classes. He's not delayed. He just does things at his own pace. And it's definitely not at the rate of any other kid. Ugh, it's freaking exhausting. I don't have anyone to bounce things off like you have with your John. Yeah, she's a widow. Horrible.
That's awful.
So I'm asking, any idea how to teach my kid to go into adulthood as a boy man? I also really struggle with the fact that I'm not tough on this kid because of all his learning issues, etc. And he's the sweetest kid you'll ever meet. Life, doesn't have a mean bone in his body. I know we can do the hard work. It just takes 15,000 steps to get there, and I'm the only damn person to do all the hard parenting work. I don't really have strong male folks he can look up to. We tried Boy Scouts for a while, but that's just weird. That's what she says. I know this isn't a juicy, sexy, weird, bad advice, but if you get into it, I would love all of your suggestions. Thanks, Jay in the North Bay. I would say some of the stuff that we did with Sean, which, by the way, your school counselor will be an incredible resource for this, was we put him into some group therapies where he learned how to hold up his end of a conversation. It actually can kind of start with that, like how to recognize, because sometimes kids don't. Some kids, I don't know your kids, so I don't know. My kid couldn't really read the room. Like, okay, enough about the roller coasters, kid. You know, really, I get it. You know, every single, no one wants to guess what the name of the coaster is at the fucking Coney Island thing. You know, whatever. Really, seriously, like that was all he wanted to talk to. So he learned these things, and it's about, you know, throwing out a line, you know, what do you like about blah, 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 whatever it is. And reeling someone in and starting a conversation. And so there are all these, and he did that stuff when he was younger. And as he got a little bit older, he got into different programs through the school that allowed him to learn at his pace and do independent education stuff that he didn't have to do what all the other kids in the class were doing. He got to do his own thing. And then he was even not with them at times. And he had his own other problems where sounds really interfered with him being able to concentrate on anything. Somebody tapping a pencil fucking would ruin his day, or a fan going. He couldn't concentrate on anything else because this fucking fan was going. So I'm super psyched for my kid, because it seemed like the real thing that kickstarted and put his ass in gear was moving the fuck away from us, mm-hmm. which he did on his own. Like he had even said a couple times, like, I get that I really need to move out of this house. Because then the pressure was on him. So I don't know, find situations that your kid can go into where you aren't there to catch him. Because you are sweet and you are his mommy and you do love him. And he doesn't have a mean bone in his body. And you just want the world to see him the way that you do. I'm actually getting verklempt. It's, you've got to find situations where he's out of his comfort zone. Maybe while still under your roof. Where you can, you know, hear about his day later, but that he has only himself to rely on, because you do want to do all that stuff for him and shield him from that stuff. But I would start with your school counselor. Sorry, you guys, I really did just kind of go on that one.
You're the person with some experience on it. She's writing for that reason. Look, pardon me. Here's what I would say in addition to that. All the things Sarah just said. One of the things that people in the world look for is someone that's accountable. And so he may have some struggles and he may have some issues, and he needs to learn to be able to be accountable in a way that isn't making excuses. Mm. And people will want to help that guy. That's a guy someone wants to help. When right. someone is able to say, I tried my hardest, I'm really sorry, I'll do it again and I'll do it better this time.
But that, could you help me with this?
That's a person that people at the workplace, people in the world want to help. The guy who goes, I can't do it because, okay, then don't. Mm-hmm. How about you be on your way and don't do that away from me, because I'm not here to help you if you're going to just be that guy. So if he's able to get to some point where he's trying and is accountable, that's maybe the best you're going to get.
Yep.
And that's okay. I actually think, I'm telling you, effort. And I've said that to all the interns that come through. Just try. If you're trying, I'm going to help you and yep. want to support you.
I'm not going to pick you up off the floor or wake you up from your nap you're taking
out
there.
If I'm doing it myself, then just get out of here and let me do it myself. Right. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah, kick rocks. I would say, too, you know, when they go off of, and I'm talking about public school systems, they go of like, oh, they're behind these kids, they're behind that. It's like, it's bullshit because every single kid is fucking different, right? Like, some kids are really smart but are terrible test takers, adults even. So their test scores are horrible, but they might be really smart. Like the pressure of the test or, like you said, the environment, it's really quiet. And then they might hear someone tapping a pencil. Like, I feel that's just such a shit way because they put you in this box in school where
here's how we do it.
Is doing. Yeah. And that's not fair. So I would say, and I don't know where, I don't have kids, but to definitely look into outside resources as well, where they don't have to go off of a, you know, basic grading system or a curriculum or something like that. Someone who can guide in a different way where it's kind of on their own and maybe more real life, you know, versus your peers here in your classroom and school and stuff like that. Because it's bullshit.
I love that.
Sorry, but
yeah. No, there's nothing truer than every single person is totally different.
You know, also...
nothing truer than that.
Something to keep in mind for yourself, and I do this with my own kids, and I do this because I remember the way my dad used to lose his shit over regular kid stuff. And I, now that I'm grown up, I can look back on it and be like, you know, when you have kids, even a kid without... I don't want to use the... what? That's behind or slower or whatever. Right. Any kid is a fuck up. That's how you learn. That's the gig of being a kid. It's hard to grow up. It's hard to go through puberty. Yep. It's hard to deal. And we as adults forget these things sometimes. And we're too busy to put up deal. But remember, try to remember, it's hard to grow up in general for any kid.
And then add layers
and
of
other
challenges.
And add some struggles, right? So it's okay to be worried and have concerns, and it's also okay to encourage him and help him along the way. Growing up is hard. It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm wondering, I don't know if these still exist. I know people who used to do it. The Big Brother, Big Sisters, because it's specifically for people who don't have like a constant mom in their life or a constant dad, and they take you on, and they're available all the time. It's part of what they've signed up for. Because
I
would have said find strong male figures.
Yeah.
But that's interesting. If he doesn't have any strong male figures, then I think that would be a good...
Baseball is back, and BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boost, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boosts, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of 5-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 5-star reviews.
the Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Outreach, and that's what they do. They're vetted. They know what they're showing
that's
up
really
for
interesting.
That kid in particular. So I don't know. It's just a thought. Again, I don't know if it still exists. I would assume so or something
yeah,
like
I
that.
Yeah, I don't
right?
know. My aunt used to be a big sister, so we would see that kid around, you know, now
big
and
brother,
then.
Big Brother, Big Sisters of America, nonprofit organization. It's yeah. still a
it's
thing.
Still there. You know what? Yeah.
They're advertising.
Free,
hey,
think,
you
right?
should advertise because no one...
Maybe they have got enough, you know, inventory of kids
donate
who need.
Donate today.
They're like, sorry, we're like, full.
We're full. We got all the problem
enroll
kids.
Enroll a child. It's right there at the top of the page.
Enroll yeah. a child.
It's a thought.
I yeah, that is
the,
a thought.
The regular old sports camps or like, you know, martial arts. Put in activities
martial
that,
arts.
Activities
yes.
that make them uncomfortable. You know, it's still a controlled environment where they're safe. But that uncomfortable, like that being in that position where you like don't feel you know, up for it, and you tackle that hurdle, and you're proud of yourself because of that.
You, right. That is an absolute confidence builder, and you build on that almost every time you do it.
Yeah.
I agree with that. And you know what? I'll
and
tell you.
And your kid will fight you on that, mm-hmm. I believe me, yeah. as Bryn absolutely. Well knows.
Mm-hmm. It has to be a tough love sitch, man.
It's got to be a thing. Look, do I'm it. Doing this so that you can have this experience and be in this room with other people, but also it's an individual thing as well.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
What I found... through our kids taking martial arts is that the teachers are unfucking believable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They have patience and they have the ability to make this fun. I've watched it and been in awe of this dude who's teaching these kids who are all over the place. They're all over the place.
Herding
and he
cats.
Has endless patience and he's got little goofy jokes that keep them entertained and he does listening things like, you know, he'll say, I need you to, I'm going to tell you what to do, but I'm going to tell you, and if you don't hear me say, then you, and they all are trying to keep up.
Yeah.
And it's really that's well great. Done. So it's certainly, that's a great idea, Bryn. Mm-hmm. Really good idea.
Thanks.
That is. And the things where can't manage money, teach him to, you know, remember to brush his teeth, you know.
That's kid stuff.
It is kid stuff, and I think that maybe you make a checklist for him that he goes through every morning. Like, here's how we're going to do this. Because some behavioral therapy is that. Here are the things, here are the mnemonic devices that will help you get mm-hmm. from raising your head up to getting out the door to school.
But that actually was my point in that you are looking at your kid and you're not seeing what other kids fail to do all the time too. Like the brushing the teeth, every parent's chasing their kid about brushing their teeth. They smell that kid's breath and go, fuck! Rush your... what are you doing?
Let's go ahead and get something sloshing around in that mouth
like,
of yours.
There's a lot of this stuff. I understand you have a special needs kid or however you want to word that. But I also think, again, a lot of stuff is just regular growing up. Kids don't deal well with money.
Right.
Kids don't remember to brush their teeth or wipe their butt or whatever thing you're like... oh no, this kid's never gonna make it.
Well, and you're so where you love this kid, and so you gotta find opportunities for you to not be in the way of him. Look, he'll go to you. It's laziness, some of it, and dependence. Why would I try when I know my mom's just gonna do it for me. You've gotta find things that he can do independently of you. Put him in slightly uncomfortable situations just to get him, just show him that there's no pain or fear from those. Ramp that up a little bit. You know, this is, I don't know, your kid sounds
you
a lot like my kid.
For money, like, and I wish they taught this shit in school more, like, we say it all the time, taxes, budgeting, mm-hmm. like, instead of the, you know, Pythagorean theorem and shit that we'll never use again.
Well, that's
but you
important.
Can even give, what?
She's saying that's important. Listen, if you can grasp that, you probably don't need help, let me know, balancing
yeah.
your check.
Whatever,
so let's have
off.
For the
okay.
other kids,
whatever.
Let's have fucking basic math.
Yeah.
And here's the things you have to deal with in life.
There's a calculator on your phone now. Shit they told us we'd never have with us.
Right.
But, like,
turns out, right.
But they give them a budget for the week, and this is what you need to buy. We're going to go to the grocery store. Here's what we need. Here's how much money we have. And it can be a process and annoying. You just want to go to the store and buy shit. Yes. But like my mom, being a single mom, I used to watch her. She didn't show me, but it's the things that kids are looking for. We were on a tight budget. You know what I mean? And I would see her list.
Coupons.
And there were some things, like we would get up to the check stand and she would watch it kind of tick up. And in her head, she was kind of paying attention and she would see it get to the point she knew she had and keep the things at the end, right? That you're like, we can live without this for the next week, week and a half, whatever, till you get paid. Just little things like that. I remember seeing that and thinking, okay, you go to the store and you have a certain amount of money. I didn't really understand budgeting at the time or what that was, but I'm just saying give the kid money on anything. I'm not saying groceries. Like maybe the kid goes out and has fun. You know, it's like, okay, if I give you $20 to go with your friends, that will get you
to a movie and you can have
bowling, one game of bowling, like a soda, like count things out and then see how much money you have before you buy it. It's just like little shit like that. You can start small. That can like give them the idea of how much fucking money it takes to be
alive.
In the real world.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, if any, if there's a school counselor out there that wants to add to this, I certainly welcome that. I was just off the I didn't realize it was so specific to me. I just read the very beginning of it where he was jerking off a lot. And I went, oh, this will be fun. And then I went, well, this is fucking real.
Again, back to there's a bunch of normal stuff happening there that there has nothing to do with whatever challenges he's facing. Right.
More normal than you probably think he is.
Right.
So send thoughts, comments, and of course, brand new problems out in the world to Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at RadioAlice.com, and put Secret Show or Bad Advice right there in the subject line. Always awesome to talk to you. Are we going to see you tomorrow? Hanging out
sure
for
will.
The Thursday show? All right. Well, then tomorrow we'll get...
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really, or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really?
To the cultural differences one.
Nice. Okay.
We'll promise to do that. Vinny, those magic words.
The end.